Are you a healthy male from an Asian, African, Middle Eastern or Mediterranean country? You could be eligible to volunteer for a clinical study where you'll be reimbursed for your time. Call 1-800-243-733 or visit clinicalstudies.com.au.
Asia Wide hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. I'm Jay John. Welcome to this interview and podcast. And I'm very blessed to say that I've got a very special person in the studio with me today, because just talking to myself gets strange looks. Luckily enough, that person is Joni Sheila. Hello, Joni.
Hi.
Words didn't come out. I think we both haven't spoken enough today.
We haven't.
We haven't done our mouth exercises. How's your day been?
Just been chilling all day. I've been staying inside all day because hay fever.
Yes, trying to avoid hay fever. Mm-hmm. Nasty hay fever in Melbourne. Have you been to anywhere that has levels of hay fever the way we do?
Well, it has been bad from where I'm from, in Belgium.
Yeah.
But I think it's been too long. I haven't been home in 10 months, so yeah, I can't remember.
I was having a bit of a squiz at your Facebook page. You like to get around, don't you? You yes. visit a lot of places.
I do.
What a way to live.
It's very rewarding, lots of freedom, but can get lonely at
yeah.
times.
Yeah. Wow. Because it always looks fun to be out there, you know, touring and traveling from place to place, especially when you're at your work desk and you're wanting to escape. But there's always ups and downs everywhere, isn't there?
Yes.
So can you tell us a little bit about where you did grow up? So tell us a little bit about growing up in Belgium.
So my mom's Filipino, my dad's a Belgian. They got married, and I was born in Belgium, in the northern part where they speak Dutch. But went to school, have a degree in communications. I yep. speak four languages now. I don't do anything for my degree, so I just apply it to myself.
That's what you're supposed to do with a degree, isn't it?
Right, exactly.
Get a nice certificate for the wall and go do music.
Couldn't get a real job. No, but what I've learned in school, I've learned more just being out there in the streets than I have on a school desk, pretty much.
So that kind of work, like that kind of career path in the long run just didn't appeal to you, or was music just too much of a passion for you to let go of? And
well, it was more like in Belgium, usually I feel that there's a lot of people, they didn't do what they wanted to do.
And they're isn't very that the world?
Probably. They're all very grumpy, and I don't want to end up, you know, working a 9-to-5 office job, whatever, and then slowly losing my spirit and just not working to live and not the other way around.
Traveling and busking is not a walk in the park either, is it? There's some challenges around that too.
That makes it interesting. There's no no certainties at all. Like, I don't have a consistent income. So sometimes it's like, oh, am I going to be able to the rent this month? And sometimes you're like, oh, I can spend a little extra. But it's always like on the edge. Yeah. But that makes my life very interesting. It's not easy at all. It's a different kind of life. But try to have some routine by picking out usual days.
Say. Yeah. When you have those tough moments busking, things are a little tight, a little bit challenging. Are they the moments when you go, well, at least I don't have a boss that's breathing down my neck telling me what to do all the time?
I am a bit of a, I don't like authority. So.
Yeah.
But I think that's one thing. Like, I don't want to be bossed around. And I'm my own boss, but also I have to know, I have to take responsibility for myself. And then if things are going bad, then I've been traveling around a lot, and I know there are people out there who just want to help you. And there was a time not so long ago where I was actually in a bit of a pinch and I couldn't pay rent.
Right.
And I reached out on the social media, and people said, like, what's your PayPal account? Like, whoa.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and they just want to help. But then I have this style of, I don't only share the good things, not like those fake Instagram profiles. Oh, my life is awesome.
Yeah. No filters.
Check me out on a mountain in my dressing gown, right? No, I share also the bad stuff. Like when I got robbed, when I got attacked by a homeless person, people stealing money from me.
Wow. That seems to be a common occurrence in interviews that we've had with people that busk in Melbourne and other places. There's always those challenges with people that are taking money, which is really scary and very sad.
Yes, it's very sad, but
how bad was this situation that you were in with being attacked? Well, tell us about that if you're comfortable.
So I busk as long as I'm here, I busk every Thursday evening at Melbourne Central at Lower Ground in front of the Coles. I was busking, and I probably stand out when I do, and I saw possibly a homeless man walking out of the liquor store.
Right.
He was looking really angry, and then he spat in my face.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And wow. I didn't know how to react, so I just, you know, I called him I said a bad word, and he said, he called me another bad word, and then he just went up the escalators, and I didn't see him again. But that really got me a bit traumatized. I couldn't busk anymore for the next couple of weeks, and because of that, I couldn't make my usual amount of money busking.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm over it now, but I'm very lucky to have people who support me and really good friends.
Was it your followers and your fans, your supporters there that got you back on track after those few weeks of downtime?
Yes, because I shared this event in a Facebook post, or also on Patreon, which is pretty much online funding, but on a regular base. Mm. People who aren't even following me like consistently, they saw this and they go, oh, I can't do this, but I really want to contribute. So can you give me your bank account number or PayPal? And then someone else who read my blog about it, I was busking like a week later, and then all of a sudden I saw this little receipt in my case. Like, what's this? And it was $150 voucher for Kohl's and Meijer.
Oh, like, wow.
And then I got a message immediately by Joni, it's not a mistake, it's for you. I wanted to help you, but I didn't know how, and I got this today at work. So you can have it. It's like, wow.
Isn't that beautiful?
So I've been overwhelmed by kindness, especially in Australia. So,
which has to motivate you a little bit more to keep on going, right?
Yes. There's one thing I've learned. No matter how hard things get, you keep going. Never give up.
I've spent a lot of time in community radio for my day job outside of Asian Pop Radio. And one thing what we have to do every year is have a bit of a radiothon, so like a membership drive. And it's a real challenge to get people to think about supporting something and keeping it going when they can turn on the radio and it's there for free. You as a busker are on the street, you're doing your thing, and beautiful music, an amazing craft that you're sharing with the world. And that challenge is probably the same, isn't it? Why should someone spend money to support you doing the work that you do when it's just going to be there anyway? It must feel really rewarding to you when someone does go out of the way to support you like that. Mm. So let's talk a little bit about some of the places you have busked around the globe. So where did you so I'm assuming you were busking at home, mm-hmm. but where else have you traveled to?
I haven't been outside Europe before coming here, actually.
Oh, wow.
So I've only been in southern of Europe and east of Europe. So that's France, Spain, Italy, Portugal, Czech Republic, Serbia, Germany, Netherlands. So in and around Belgium.
Which is pretty much a day trip for you, isn't it? not for Australians.
couple more days, yeah. The good thing is it's because Belgium, Brussels, is like the center of Europe, and you can just get anywhere by train in just a couple of hours. I also went to Turkey, but I didn't get to bus there because I was caught up in the middle of a protest and I got tear gas in my face.
Oh, wow.
Yep, that was very exciting.
Well, that's not pleasant either, is it?
Well, I was running and I go, nothing ever happens in Belgium.
I might need to start to buy you a mask or something so you can't get spat at, or you can't have tear gas, or... Oh, you poor thing. You're putting yourself right in the middle of it all, aren't you? So where have people been? Do you think that people have been most generous in Australia or another country supporting your work?
Well, I come from, Belgium, a grumpy country. Coming here, I had the culture shock because I was like, everyone's like, hey, how are you going? It's like,
get away from me.
Well, if I would do that to anyone in Belgium, but mostly, they would go, I don't have any money, go away.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, it's like I was, and also because I'm actually a minority in my home country, there's not many Asian people. And then I come here, it's like, whoa, I blend
just
right in.
Just part of the crew.
Yeah.
It's funny, actually, because I met someone on a tour group years ago from London, I think. And one of the things she said, I've been to Melbourne. I said, oh, that's good. And what did you think of Melbourne? She goes, well, the one thing that stood out to me was there were a lot of Asians there. And I said, really? Tell me more. I guess in London, it's other than her being Caucasian, probably more Indians or something. But it's kind of funny, isn't it? Because like I just go to a different place, and I love that from place to place things are so different, cultures are so different. And if everyone was all the same all the time, it'd be pretty bloody boring, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you? I mean, I guess for every performance, you're trying to do something. You're trying to present something to an audience, and the audience is always different from country to country, no doubt, because people behave in a different way. Is it weird to sort of get up there the first few moments and the first night in a new town and try to perform for people and try to make sense of their behavior or what kind of music they would like or how they would like to interact or not interact?
Yeah. Well, what I first do when I come in a new city, I observe first. So I look around because I always look for the same kind of street that I'm used to back in Europe, and that's a shopping street.
Yeah.
Preferably foot traffic only, non-existent in Melbourne.
Yes.
And then because I play popular commercial music, so I should play in a similar area. let's say. Like, so a violin player who plays classical music wouldn't do as well in a shopping street.
Right.
But then coming here, I didn't find such streets. I did find a few lanes, very small, very different, but there's like cafes and restaurants.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a very different audience because I'm used to constantly moving people. And then with the lanes with cafes, they sit down and they give you a tip after they're done eating.
Oh, right.
So it's completely different. Then I have
to
wait.
So they have a good period of time to immerse themselves in your music. And
I have to play an hour first before I get the first tip. They give bigger tips, but it takes longer. So it adds up, but it's different for me.
How do you feel when someone's sitting there watching you maybe a couple songs in a row and then they just walk away? Is it disheartening?
That happens.
It's like being in a market and someone comes up and touches all the things that you're selling and then just walks away and they don't buy anything.
There are such people. I actually have a bigger problem with people who film me for like 10 minutes and take pictures and then just go.
Yeah.
And I have friends, a magician friend actually, who's on Burke Street Mall, and people film him and then they go and he goes, "Hey, where are you going?" And he guilt trips them and then he tries to get them to give them money, but that's not my style.
But they say any publicity is good publicity, right?
The thing
is, if they're posting it on their social media and they're tagging you the right way, is that not going to help?
They don't. Like I say, if you're filming, please share it on the social media, but they don't. So it's a bit of a shame.
Yeah. You see, I'm probably that guy. I look like that guy, but then I try to be a bit sneaky and record someone, but then I'll find a way to get their hashtag so I can contact them later and get them on the show. But I look suspicious at the time, I'm sure.
Yeah. No, but that happens all the time. And if people really, really think you're good, they will support you in one way or another, either in social media likes or in a dollar or more. But then being a female busker and being just traveling alone, I do get to deal with different kind of people, and I refer to them as the creeps.
Yeah, yeah.
Usually older men who don't talk to women a lot, and then because part of my show
is... You're vulnerable. You're there in the middle of the street.
And I smile, and everyone who talks, who like gives me a coin or looks at me, I smile, I make eye contact, and then these people, they assume that I'm actually hinting that I'm interested romantically, but it's not the case. And then they just stick around and just, and that's really, I feel really uncomfortable then.
Yeah. I mean, that's a very scary situation to be in, and probably something that people don't think about when they start to consider busking.
Well, there's not many girls out there either.
Yeah, yeah. So have you met other women that busk on the streets of Melbourne?
I have, but I haven't seen that many.
Yeah, yeah. Why do you think it is? Just because it is quite, in a way, dangerous to be on the street.
Yeah, I think also because of the gender roles we have, like you're a girl, you shouldn't do this all alone by yourself. And probably because it's unsafe and then anything could happen. But that's what I've been hearing pretty
much. It's unsafe for a guy that's busking on his own right?
Guys, there's a lot more guys out there. But then... I think it's actually good that there's not many girls because that makes me more unique, which gives me an advantage, which I make more money, I guess. So, yeah.
Well, there you go. You're making the effort and you should get a good return, I think, on that investment. So can you explain a little bit about your genre? Tell us a little bit about, you spoke a little bit about your music, but tell us a little bit more about the songs you choose and the genres that you like to perform. And do you only perform covers or do you perform your own tracks?
Yeah, so I play cover songs in the streets because that makes money. Mm. But then I also have my CDs, like people can see my CDs out there, and those are my originals. And then if someone wants to hear an original song, if they ask for it, I'll give them a song. And then usually that will make them want to buy a CD.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when I play my own gigs, like in venues, and I'll play mostly originals,
right,
maybe one or two covers.
How often do you get to perform your own gigs in venues?
Well, not so much in Melbourne.
Yeah, not yet.
I have done, I think, like five or something. But in Belgium, I do have a bit of I've been at it for a longer time in Belgium, so I have a few gigs there.
Fantastic.
So reputation. But from here, no one knows me, so I have to start from scratch.
Yeah.
And also that the gigging scene is very different, where in Belgium I ask X amount of euro and I play up to an hour, and then here they expect you to do like 3 or 4 hours for a lot less money.
Yeah. And bring all your own gear to the venue
as well.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Like, yeah. And I don't have any gear me, so.
It's hard to get a job then, isn't it, really?
Yeah, but then I think it's more rewarding to busk, actually. Unless they think, but then I'm planning to come back and then try to, you know, build up a reputation here so I can do some gigs.
Amazing. Is there a particular song that you do perform in the street that gives you a good return, get some support from people going by, but you can't stand? song that you don't like performing, but you know if you do, it'll give you some success?
Oh yeah, I hardly do it, but it's Wonderwall.
Oh really?
I don't do it. It's against my principles, unless they're drunk people and
it's gonna be a Friday night or Saturday.
If they give me $50 notes, then I'll do it. But I haven't done it yet, so no.
Wow.
Usually, I just play the song that I want to play that I feel comfortable with.
But that'll come through in the music, won't it? The passion that you've got for
absolutely.
Performing that song.
Like I dance a bit and stuff. So
right. Have you had a chance to collaborate with any other buskers on the streets?
I did.
Yeah?
I finally, after 10 months, I managed to get a Bourke Street Mall permit.
Oh, wow. Great.
So, but I only have like less than 2 months left here. So, but I'll come back, you know.
Yeah.
And I made friends with Opal Ocean and Caravan Kids.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, my plan is actually I'm working on songs for my second album and I want to involve Melbourne artists. So, like, I'll have some guy from Bourke Street Mall play guitar and then someone else do backing vocals.
That'd be a great album. I always want to put like a showcase on of people that only busk, that don't go into venues, that mostly busk and just, you know, have someone sit down in the venue and appreciate the music that is available to them on the street. You know what I mean? Because I think a lot of people just walk past buskers. They're in a hurry. They've got somewhere to go. They don't stop to appreciate it for a moment, you know? So I think we're blessed with our buskers and our busking culture in Melbourne. We're very lucky. Is there somewhere that you would like to busk, somewhere you'd like to travel that you haven't yet, perhaps even the Philippines?
I've been in the Philippines when I was younger. It's too hot and too humid. And there's not much of
a busking culture.
There's
any culture
there, yeah? There's not much of a busking culture there. They're very commercial, very Americanized.
Mm.
I did try bring my guitar, but like, no, I don't see any street. And because there's lots of poverty too.
Yeah.
So, and probably a lot more. Theft.
Yeah, sure.
I would do it indoors, do gigs.
Yeah.
But then there's also that they appreciate covers more than actually original songs.
Mm-hmm.
The same as here, I think, actually.
Yeah. Are you going to perform a song or two for us? What are you going to perform for us?
I'll perform two never heard before songs.
Wow.
New ones, they're not on my album yet, so they're going to be
fantastic.
On my next one. I don't know when it's going to be out yet. But
do you want to tell us about the first song, what it's about?
It's called In a Different Life.
Mm.
And they're all about love and relationships, pretty much.
What's easier to write, a song about love or a song about lust?
Oh, that's a thin line.
Or a song about something that didn't, you know, perhaps a relationship that didn't quite go to plan.
Oh, that's pretty much my first album.
So much motivation. That's another podcast. All right, let's pull the guitar out and let's get it started.
Will do. In a different life, you'd say more than just I, spending time and make you smile. In a different life, you do more than pass me by. I'd be yours and you'd be mine. When I think of you, I'm under the weather. I wanna be with you, but we cannot be together. In my head, I'm making a whole new world. A place for you and me, another universe. In a different life, I would try to make you feel, showing you what I conceal. In a different life you would see my love is real, and that my heart is made of steel. When I think of you, I am under the weather. I wanna be with you, but we cannot be together. And in my head, I'm making a whole new world. A place for you and me, another universe. The circumstances will not allow it. I'm holding back and trying to hide it. No longer can I deny it, oh my love. The circumstances will not allow it. I'm holding back and trying to hide it. No longer can I deny it. Oh, my love. When I think of you, I'm under the weather. I wanna be with you, but we cannot be together. And in my head, I'm making a whole new world. A place for you and me, another universe. 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 A place for you and me, another universe.
Wow. Fantastic. Well done.
Thank
I
you.
Promise the people that are listening to the podcast right now that that wasn't from the CD. That was live. You might not believe it. You have an amazing voice and so much. I'm not going to use correct terms here for music, but you've got so much oomph behind your voice. It's amazing to the point that the guys in the studio, three studios down from us, were dancing. So they know that they can hear everything and they're loving it. Fantastic. Well, so how long did it take you to come up with the concept for that song then?
Usually within the day.
Yeah, so really?
The thing is, after I did my first and when it got released, I was blocked, writer's block.
Right.
I didn't write anything until actually I came to Melbourne and then I met people and then all these friendships and relationships, and they inspired me to write all this stuff. So I wrote this within a day and then just the finishing touches days later.
So good. I'm shocked that it was only a day. That's amazing. It sounds like weeks of work. What are you going to do for our second song?
Similar, I guess.
Part two.
This next song.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Either the song about long distance relationships or the song about they're both about the same thing.
Maybe we should do rock, scissors, paper.
So this one song is called Together Again.
Okay.
Or the other one is called Letting Go.
Right.
Mm. So about this, it's the same subject but a different outcome.
Okay. So what are the two outcomes?
Well, the one sounds more happy, happy, feel good. The other one is like floaty, quite nostalgic but mellow.
Okay. Let's end it on a happy note.
Okay.
Life's hard enough. Let's keep everyone happy. All right. Take it away, Joanie.
So good, too good to be true. Feels like a dream. I get to be with you. Wrote you a letter, 10 pages long. And I spent the whole evening trying to write a song. There's no need to listen and no need to read. This is really just for me, kind of self-therapy, accepting this reality of missing you when I'm gone. Going to be a very tough chapter, but in the next I see a life. It's you and me next to each other, not separated by the seas, unable to hold hands, your face on a screen. It patience is the key, then I'll wait willingly, accepting this reality. I'm missing you when I'm gone, missing you when you're leaving, waiting a little longer so we can finally be together again, together again, together again, so we can finally be together again.
I feel so greedy that I'm the only one in the studio with you right now. There should be a crowd of people around you, but no doubt there will be tonight when I touch on to go through Melbourne Central train station and you're there doing your thing. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for inviting me.
Absolutely amazing. I just don't think we've had a live performance like you. You're incredible and you've got a great voice and so much talent, and more people need to know about you. Another 2 months in Melbourne then?
Yeah, I'm leaving beginning of November.
Okay, well, I hope that you come back very soon after that.
Thank
you very
much.
People need to know about you, and please share with us how people can follow your music and just you in general on social media.
Yeah, so pretty much tap Jonah Sheila in any search engine. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, SoundCloud, Instagram, and also on patreon.com/Jonah Sheila, where you can be the first to hear my very new songs. I'll upload one new original song every month, and at the same time you can support me.
Excellent. You work very hard and people should support you. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Are you from an Asian, African, Middle Eastern or Mediterranean country? Are you a healthy male aged 18 to 55? Then you could be eligible to participate in a research project with the Centre for Clinical Studies. Participants are reimbursed for their time. Contact the Centre for Clinical Studies now on 1800 243 733. That's 1800 243 733. For more information, visit clinicalstudies.com.au. The Centre for Clinical Studies. We need volunteers like you.